Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon. Got Evan filling in on the board. You can follow the stations at Devil Radio 927 on Twitter and Facebook, and at WAUK Radio on the same social sites, Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you go give the station a follow, like what we're doing, putting out there in the world on the social medias. Tell your friends as well. You can follow this show as well on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. We're taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789, talking about the Wisconsin State Supreme Court disenfranchising voters here in the state of Wisconsin with their decision to really limit the scope of who can return an absentee ballot in the state for the April 5th election without really taking into effect how the ruling would affect some of the most vulnerable Wisconsinites, disabled voters here in our state. Taking your calls, like I said, 844-967-2789. We got Mark from the SAC calling in now this afternoon. Mark, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, for some of the folks, like the disabled guy that Patrick Marley was talking about, they just assume those folks just die anyway, so because they really don't care. I mean, that it's better for them to die and decrease the surplus population. And for the rest of us, we'll be running the gauntlet anyway going to the polls, because for half these Republicans think that they should be able to be armed and flashing their firearm around just to intimidate people at the polls. I mean, it is just disgusting that voting should be easy and safe. I mean, period. And what's the difference if somebody takes this guy's mail to the mailbox for him and puts it on the mail or drops it off at the officer? If it's a sealed envelope and it's been properly witnessed, what is the problem there aside from it's ridiculous. I mean, that they just want to, it was up until just a few years ago, the Republicans were all for absentee voting and increasing the number of voting hours.
Well, Mark, that's because up until a few years ago, Republicans were the ones that, in numbers, voted more absentee than Democrats. And so, of course, they were fine with the process when they thought that more absentee voting meant more Republican votes.
Yeah, but the Democrats weren't screaming, raising a hue and cry over that. I mean, the Democrats said, well, fine, get more people to vote. I mean, if they just don't believe, they simply do not believe in democracy anymore, small d democracy. You have to define it for these people that they get all confused and they don't care about real history at all, or that, it's getting pretty scary out there, because you're going to have, more and more, concealed carry without a permit and no training at all, and everybody and their brother, a guy just gets convicted of beating his wife half to death and can still get his firearm, and it's a whole lot of crazy on that side of the aisle these days, and they're hell-bent on interring democracy and turning us into a Vladimir Putin's Russia light, maybe, or maybe not so light. I don't know. I got a little wound up there, but
it's okay. We encourage tangents and going down a little bit of different trains of thought here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. But appreciate your call, Mark. And yeah, it is. You can run down tangents when you're getting frustrated and worked up about these stories, because that's what they're designed to do. That's what Republicans want. They want you to be so flustered that eventually you get frustrated so much that you just tune out and you stop paying attention. But I think this is an aspect of the Wisconsin Supreme Court decision to allow a Waukesha County Circuit Judge's decision be applied statewide without actually hearing the arguments. They accepted it and just did not. They said that they're going to hear this case, because continuing on in the Patrick Marley piece, the state Supreme Court is expected to decide by this summer what the rules are for the August 9th primary and November 8th general election, when Wisconsinites will vote for governor, U.S. senator, and other offices. There's going to be a ton of down ballot offices on the August and November elections as well. But the two top ones are Wisconsin governor and who we're sending for a 6-year term to the U.S. Senate. And so the fact that this decision was stayed for the February 15th primary, but then allowed to go forth for the August or excuse me, the April 5th primary that's coming up here just over 2 weeks, is chaos as it is, because that's already completely disjointing the voters from a primary to a general election for the same spring cycle. It's still all this cycle for this spring, and for the February primary you could use drop boxes, and in April you can't now. And in February, these disabled voters were allowed to hand their absentee ballots to a caretaker, a loved one, a family member, a friend, and either return it to their local clerk or put it in a mailbox for them. And now they can't do that for the April 5th election. And it's the back and forth whiplash that we're getting. And we're not even going to have, who knows, maybe we won't get a decision. It's expected this summer before the August and November elections, but that's not guaranteed. Just like Robin Voss is floating the idea for the maps here in the state of Wisconsin. Well, if we miss the filing deadlines for these new maps, we'll just keep the current maps. We'll just use the maps that I drew in the back room in 2011 in secret, made everybody take gag orders for not able to talk about their district and their new outline in 2011. We'll just use those maps one more time for old time's sake. And there's no guarantee that the Wisconsin Supreme Court is going to have a concise decision on this absentee ballot process by this summer as well, in time for the next two elections that we're going to have. Because even if the Republicans, even if a decision is announced and Republicans don't like it, they're probably just going to take it and appeal it to the U.S. Supreme Court anyways, because that's what they do. They court shop and they try their best to make sure that they hear their case before a panel of friendly judges. And that is what I suspect is going to continue for this case as well. And so, unfortunately, as the Marley piece over the Journal Sentinel outlines, the most vulnerable populations are the ones affected by this decision. And it doesn't seem like the justices on the Supreme Court took that into effect one bit in determining this process for April 5th. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Hopefully going to be having Brian join me on the airwaves tomorrow afternoon. But up next, we got the Devil's Advocates. Got a lot going on in D.C. as well, just outside of Wisconsin headlines. We got Crudy is going to be talking about the judicial hearing that's going on right now for Ketanji Jackson Brown on hearing before the U.S. Senate, as well as a number of great guests and the Happier Hour with Dom. But enjoy this lovely weather that we're having, because I believe some rain and snow is coming out later this week. But you guys might be able to go find me at one of Hawk's fine establishments out on the patio, because this is patio drinking weather. So I'm going to figure out what my plans are now, and might be cracking open a cold one with a great sponsor over at Hawk's on State, the Jade Monkey on Cottage Grove, or at the Atomic Koi down in Fitchburg. But folks, if you missed any portion of this great show, go check out the podcast. Click on the Dueling Tangents tab at devilradio927.com. Talk to you tomorrow.